We're on question 89. It says, what doth every sin deserve? Going off what Joe says, every sin deserveth God's wrath and curse, but in his life, in this life, and that which is to come. Sorry. If we read from Ephesians 5, 6, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. In Galatians 3:10, it reads, for as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. Sorry. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. And Lamentations 3:39, why should a living man complain? A man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. If we go on to Matthew 25:41, reads, then he will also say to those in the left hand, depart from me, you are cursed into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And then finally, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Exactly what Joe is saying. It's written on our hearts, and our gift is eternal life through Christ Jesus. But through wages of sin is death. So let's pray on that. Dora, I just praise you and thank you for bringing us together today to worship and learn about you and become stronger in you so we can go out and plant those seeds and make disciples of you. And I just pray that you would help us and strengthen us and have this message touch our hearts and to make us stronger today. And I praise and thank you. Amen.